All right, guys. Welcome back to another episode of Get Real. You guys already know what we do on the show. I am Peniel of B2B.
I'm Junie.
I'm Ashley.
All right. We also have a very, very special guest. But before we introduce him, make sure to follow and review the podcast on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts. And if you hate ads like me, consider becoming a member of the Dive Studios Patreon, where you can access ad-free episodes. All right. Without further ado, please welcome our guest, PH1!
Hello.
He's back.
Harry. All right. Yes, he is back again. And what question is this? How's partying at home with Holly?
Yeah.
That's his doggy.
Yeah, I know that's your dog, but…
Your dog's so cute, man.
Partying at
Thank
home?
Yeah.
How old?
3 years?
3 years?
Yeah, baby.
I want to get a dog so bad. And then I see your Instagram post and…
You DM me. He DM me the other day. Replying to my story with Holly on it. And he's like, oh.
Yeah.
I want a dog.
I want a dog.
Yeah. I've been wanting a dog for some time. That's why I went to the shop to just look at it. I didn't go to like get a dog. Puppy. But I just went to like just 구경. Just to see. And then me and Holly had a connection.
They say the dog chooses you. You don't choose the dog.
Yeah.
Is she like a trouble? Was she ever like a troublemaker? Like ripping up stuff? Because you know when
she's mad polite. Or is that the right word to use on a dog? Yeah, she's super
calm
and well trained.
Wow.
Yeah, she doesn't bark. Yeah.
Is she a great poodle, thing, right?
Yeah, she's a
poodle. Dang,
poodles
that's
are smart
very
too,
rare.
So.
Yeah, she doesn't bark.
Poodles
but
that
instead
don't
of
bark?
Barking,
what the?
Yeah. No, instead of barking, she bounces off the floor like.
Oh, she jumps?
Yeah, like not
she
yeah,
like
not jump,
charges.
Like, she like yeah, like a spring like.
Oh.
Bam, yeah,
so she pops.
Popping a lot.
She's like
someone's at the door.
Wait, does she not know
I don't
how
got
to bark?
Time to bark.
She knows how to bark, but she yeah, she doesn't.
Oh, wow.
Or maybe
wow.
she's trying to intimidate you. She's like flexing.
Yeah, maybe. That's I don't
know. I mean, but dogs, you know, they get their owner's mannerisms. So maybe.
Yeah. I'm very quiet.
Damn, what are you doing at home all the time?
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, damn, all right. Catch up with each other. What do we have to talk about? He was here for the last episode.
Yeah.
What has happened within the 15-minute break? Anything you guys want to share?
My mosquito bite itches.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we were just talking about farts. Your mosquito bite itches.
You have a mosquito bite too, right?
Where?
Oh, I saw on your thigh. It was like…
Oh, you shouldn't have told him. It starts itching when you know it's there.
Can you guys see my tan line from when I went wake surfing?
Yeah. Sexy.
Yeah.
It's hot.
Wait, where's my mosquito bite?
I don't know. Maybe it's gone now.
What?
Yo, I think I've become immune to mosquito bites. Like, I rarely get them, but even when I do, it'll itch for like 2 minutes and then it, like, the swelling goes down right away.
I think it was just this year though. I'm usually the type of person to get a lot. But then
this year, not many mosquitoes.
They're coming back now. It was because it was too hot. But now they're coming
back. Now they're coming back.
Damn.
I wish I could do that. Like, oh, no, too hot to work right now.
Yeah.
All right, well, anyways. Obviously, none of us are partying or have been for safety reasons during this time. But it's been a while.
It's been a while, man.
Has it been a while?
Yeah.
I don't really party.
No, like, it's been a while since everything was normal.
Yeah, 2 years now?
2 years.
Almost 2 years, right?
2 years.
Yeah.
Almost 2 years.
I feel like it's awkward if I see people without a mask in the street. It just feels
But I mean,
weird.
I feel like Korea, like everyone's been wearing masks for a while. I mean, not like to this extent, I guess, but because of the fine dust.
Yeah, fine dust.
Or yellow dust or whatever it's called. But in the States, it's like, whoa. Mm. Yeah, I don't know.
There's a word coined in Korea. Named it's called 마기꾼.
Oh yeah,
마기꾼.
It's a combined word with mask and 사기꾼. 사기꾼 is a con man or like a yeah. So it's like mask 사기꾼.
Yeah,
mask
so 마기꾼
or mask con man, which means like you look super hot or handsome.
Oh
or cute
yeah, dude.
With the mask on.
Ah,
once you take it off, it's like damn.
Dude, I feel more comfortable with masks these days.
Yeah, I can relate to that. Like lonely these days, so I'm like, dang, she's pretty.
Everyone's pretty.
Why is everyone pretty? Yeah. Yeah. Do you guys like partying? Like, let's say before 2 years ago,
pre-pandemic,
did you guys party a lot?
Not really.
What's your definition of party?
You know what I'm talking about.
She's
yes,
like,
I know
do you
like
even
the
know
party.
What party is.
I know you like the party.
I don't. I'm always at home. I gather around with my friends, but I don't like go crazy.
So Ashley is the only one that parties.
No, but like clubbing, I only go like 2 or 3 times a year. Parties is like when we all gather together.
2 or 3 times a year.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Like
maybe you're drunk,
like
so you don't remember
six, seven
the
times at most.
Wait.
You remember
six, seven
times.
Six, seven.
Why do you go up?
6, 7 times at most. But I mean, I love throwing birthday parties. You know.
Yeah. Birthday parties. What did you guys do for your birthday parties this year or last year or whenever? Like COVID birthday party.
What did I do?
Nothing.
I just played my PS5 because I got it.
Yeah. Great. Mm. That's.
Aww.
That yeah.
I met with friends.
Time to use your crying emoji.
I met with friends, but it was weird because they came with cakes and then they drop it off and then they stay there for 10 minutes and they leave.
Aww.
Why?
Because they were doing something. They were busy.
Not because of COVID.
Oh.
So all your friends were
almost
busy
all
at
my
the
friends.
Same
time. Like
almost all your
cakes.
Friends
yeah.
were busy at the same time.
Yeah.
Coincidentally.
I'm okay with that. Stop it. You're making me think. You're making me think too much.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
It's pretty bad in Korea. Like you can't gather like 3 or more people now, yeah. right?
Two. No more
after
than two.
6
no
p.m.
No
more than two. So three yeah. or
after
more,
6 p.m.
Yeah. And then everything has to close at like
9. Now.
But like the gym is open up until 10, thankfully.
But you can't run on the treadmill and you
but
can't play music.
I think COVID made me into a party person.
Oh.
Like I want to party. I want to go to the club and listen to like hip hop. Like,
yeah, that's true. I want to listen to music.
What was that? Do that one more time.
I want to go so bad.
Yeah.
I
don't know.
What about
birthday
you?
Party for me, I think the 4-person or like the 2-person thing was in effect when it was my birthday. So I did nothing. Anyways, yes, let's get into the submissions. Listeners have anonymously submitted their thoughts, confessions, or questions regarding parties.
Parties.
So yes, follow at the Dive Studios on Instagram and Twitter to know the upcoming themes. And yes, submit them through the Dive Studios Discord. Submission number one. Hello, Ashley, Junie, and Peniel. Hope you and Harry.
And Harry.
I mean, you probably didn't know he was our guest, but yes. Hope you guys are doing well. Here is my confession on partying. Ultimately, I love partying and drinking, but my introvert self always longs for a chill, sitting at the bar / restaurant type of partying. Whenever I go out for a drink with my friends, we always end up going to the club after we have a few drinks. I would always oppose going clubbing at first because I really just want to drink and go home. But because of peer pressure, while I'm already tipsy, I end up following along to a chaotic party at the club. No matter how many times I go to the club, I always feel disgusted the next day because of the clubbing culture that is not my cup of tea. I know I need to stop going to the club no matter how much peer pressure I get from my friends. When this kind of situation arises, what should I do?
Just
run away!
No!
What do you mean, what should I do?
Just don't
just
go!
Say no.
Yeah.
Just say no! This was me. This was me back then.
Yeah,
back
but
in the
peer
days.
Pressure, it could be tough to like avoid sometimes.
It's not, yeah. It's really not that hard to avoid.
It's no, hard when, the first time, yeah. but after it gets easy.
Because when I first came to Korea, I wanted to make friends so bad. And like, because I had no friends, right? So just to get along, like I didn't know the club scene was so big here. And then they just talked about going to the club and I was totally not into it. But then I went and I was this person. Just kind of like…
Oh, I thought you were about to… And then I went.
And
then I became a club person.
My life, my new life. No, and then I'd always come back. When I come back home, I get all like… I'm super like lightheaded. And then the next day, my shirt and everything
alcohol.
Smells like
yeah.
cigarettes and booze.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I didn't really like it. But I went a couple more times because of the peer pressure. For sure.
Yeah, I mean I think like you said… I think the first time it's the hardest to say no. But once you say no… Like the first time after that, I feel like it's pretty easy to just be like, no, I'm good. Like,
yeah,
y'all go clubbing. I'm gonna head home.
Friends should be respectful of that.
Yeah.
If you're not that
Ashley.
Kind of person, then they should not call you out when they're going out on that kind of night, you know?
Yeah.
Or, yeah, just like up to like pregame because I feel like they're down for the pregame part.
Yeah. Yeah. Drinking isn't a problem.
Drinking somewhere at like a bar or restaurant, just pregame with them and then go home and have your chill night and then your friends can go clubbing.
But how do you stop at pregame though?
That's the reason why you go.
Well then…
Yeah. And also, I mean, if you get some like shots in, you feel like more more prone to like go have fun, no?
Well, if you can't avoid it, then enjoy it.
Yeah, that's true though. I'd rather just enjoy it. I tried to do that too. Might as well just try and enjoy it. But then it just never works. Because I'm awkward.
Alright, so that's not a good piece of advice then, obviously.
But… Yeah.
But different for every person. That or pregame and then find a different friend group afterward. Hang out with them. Who knows?
When I found out that it was affecting me like mentally or physically.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. When I found out it was getting to me so bad that I couldn't focus on my own things. Let's say music. If it affected me writing music, then I'd cut it off. Just like that. Yeah.
I think for me, just growing up and seeing people act like fools after they got drunk and like when they were at parties, that turned me off so much that I never wanted to do that myself. So that's why like I didn't start drinking until very late when I knew how to control myself, because I grew up seeing my friends like underage drinking and going crazy and doing they shouldn't be doing. And then I was like, oh my God, I'm never going to do that. That's never going to happen to me. So I didn't have to say… It wasn't hard to say no because I already knew what the outcome could be if possibly I did… I wasn't able to control myself. Yeah.
I mean, she set a curfew for herself for like 3 years. So I mean…
Yeah.
For yourself?
Yeah.
How? Why?
So in the beginning…
How? Why?
It was a company implemented curfew, right?
Right. What time? What time?
So by like 10 p.m.
It was 11.
Oh, 11. 11.
Oh, okay.
Wow. And then you made it an hour earlier for yourself? Damn.
She and made it 10. She made it.
Do you still have a curfew?
No, actually, of course not.
But like
that was when I was living in the dorm.
Yeah, we would like hang out and then she like around like 9:30. Oh, I have to go home now and like get a cab. She would go home.
10 is when you start, Ashley. Okay? That's when you meet… To pregame.
10 is when I go to sleep. Damn. I mean, it was when I went to sleep.
Yeah, but I saw her like members. They were out past 10. I was like, what the heck? And she's like, oh yeah. Ashley only just does that by herself. Like,
we it's because we were living at the dorms by ourselves. Before that, we would have a manager who would keep an eye on us. But I feel like if we didn't have a role…
Yeah, but after the manager left…
Exactly.
You, you set it for not just for yourself but your members?
Yeah.
Too? Oh, okay.
But like none of them listened to it.
No, but I had to set a good example.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
One listened to. Yeah.
Oh, no, really? I just let it go once. I just let it slide once in a while because I know they love to go out and stuff.
I don't know if it was once in a while.
Are you
super conservative, like just in general?
Not anymore.
I think I was, but not as much as I used to be.
What made you change? What made…
I don't know. I think the whole contract ending and me thinking that I lived 7 years not being able to enjoy my life to the fullest. Of course, I had other things like being able to perform and being able to do music. But I feel like I didn't get to live my 20s to the fullest. So after it ended, I was like kind of like, okay, I'm going to live my life. I'm going to be less uptight about things.
I think that's when you change too.
Yeah.
What's FOMO?
Fear of missing out.
The problem. I still do get FOMO. Like I don't want to go but I get FOMO. I'm like watching their clips. You know, their Insta stories. I'm like, damn, that's fun.
Really? I'm the definition of this FOMO thing.
You get FOMO?
Yeah.
Really?
Super. Super.
Yeah.
It's funny how you… Okay, anyways. okay, but yeah. No, I get super… I get jealous too. Even if I say no. Like if I say I'm not gonna go… And then I get jealous. I'm like, damn.
What the f is that?
That is so fun.
Remember he was the most sensitive person in his friend group?
I'm like the most sensitive.
Always gets beat just now?
Yeah. And sometimes I'm just like… You know.
You're very emotional. Okay.
Don't think of me weird, Harry.
No. I'm just like trying to just think. Like Junie seems like a person that's very like emotional. Well, not emotional but just like easily swayed.
Yeah.
By the things that people say to you or things happening to you.
Yeah. How'd you know?
How did I know? I don't know.
But just give it away. But yeah, I'm that type. Yeah.
So. I think if it's something that I want to do and I can't be there, then yeah. Mm. But if I decline, then I don't really have FOMO.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But let's say it's like I wanted to go like wake surfing, right? But I had schedule so I couldn't go. And then my friends, they're all like Insta stories. It's all wake surfing and stuff. I'll be like…
Yeah.
I want to be there. But… but…
Damn. Go home. Like,
gotta use this anger in my rap. But… no, but if I'm like… No, I don't want to go then. I don't really…
Yeah.
Because if I get FOMO then… Just hit them up and be like… Hey, it's like… Actually, I'm gonna go now.
You would.
Yeah.
If I'm doing something more fun, then obviously I'm gonna forget about them. I'm not even gonna think about it because I'm enjoying myself so much. But if I'm home alone with nothing to do, then yeah, I get FOMO. But I'm happy for them. I messaged them. I'm like, hope you guys have fun. But
are you messaging them like low key asking, like hoping they invite you?
No.
Hope you're having fun.
I probably didn't go because I said no. So assuming that. But if they didn't even invite me.
Second,
then…
like, are you sure you don't want to come? It's like, okay, fine. If you say so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you guys ever have that where it's like you want to go out and then you try to like you force a plan and then you go outside and then you meet someone and you just want to go back home?
Mm-hmm.
I always get that. I just want to go back home as soon as…
So you get FOMO, but you'll go out and you also regret.
Don't complain then.
What can we do for you?
Jeez.
Nothing you can do. It's just me, man. It's just
nothing
me.
Can make you happy, yeah. Julia.
Nothing can make me happy.
Gosh, so selfish.
I know. What's wrong with me?
You have the fear of missing out and the fear of… going out.
Yeah.
You have FOMO and FOGO.
FOGO. I don't know. I was never like this until I came to Korea. I just became this way. Nah.
Not really. Yeah.
I feel like he wouldn't though.
But he has so Holly chill. At home.
Yeah. It's dude, if I had a different. Dog with Holly at home…
I mean… Gets old.
Hey, should I get a… should I get a old. Dog?
Yeah.
Holly's like… Go on, Harry.
Go out.
I need a house to myself, Harry. I need a house to my health.
Yeah. But if I really want to be there, I would message the person.
Mm.
Like, reply to their story.
Like the story?
Where you at?
Is it fun?
Is it fun?
Yeah. How many people are there? Like, what's going on? Yeah. I kind of
so
like…
You're kind of like Ashley
hint
too.
At them. Like,
you're hoping for like an invite.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you ever invite yourself?
No, I hate like, people say, who do
without
that.
Telling him?
No way.
Yeah, like, no, not just like appear there.
Be like, oh, I'm going to go too.
No, like, oh, can I go?
Oh, okay. If they ask, it's like fine. But still, I'm like… But there are people that are like, okay, I'll be there. I'm going to be there in like 5 minutes.
Oh, no. I hate that.
I hate people like that.
But…
Oh, hell no.
You can't do
plus
that.
Plus ones.
Word.
That's rude.
You see that door? Leave.
But if you ask beforehand… Yeah. Like… Yeah. Can I bring a friend?
That's fine. But you know… No, they do this though. They go like… They're on the speakerphone or something. And they're like… Hey, he can come, right? And then he puts you on blast. And you're like… How do you say no? They do that.
I still say no.
Yeah.
Sorry.
If I don't want them there, I'd be like… Nah.
Yo, some people like do this. When me and like a friend, right? We have a lunch date, whatever. Uh-huh. And I told the person, hey, it's gonna be on me. Like I'm buying.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And then later the person's like, oh, can I bring a friend? Like I'm like, oh, yeah, sure.
Whatever.
But it's like if I were the person,
right,
I would never bring a friend to a meal that
never.
Someone else is buying. Yeah, that's right.
Or if they are, be like at least say like, hey, like let's just split it. Or like, oh, I'll buy it this time. Mm-hmm. Can I bring a friend or something?
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
You can't just expect like, me to buy your friend's
messed
food
up.
Too. Dang. I'm sorry.
Hope you're listening.
You know what you should have done? You should have literally just bought only you and your friend's food.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not that petty. Okay?
Only you and your friends. Be like, oh, I said I'm buying for us.
Yeah.
I don't know him.
Ate before you came here.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
We are about midway through the podcast, so let's take a quick breather. Today, we are having a little tea party. All right. We've gathered some hot takes where people spilt some tea, expression for exposing truth or speaking with brutal honesty, from the internet that might divide some people. But where do we stand?
Where do we
bum,
stand?
Bum, bum. All right. The cast of Friends are just bullies. Tea number one. All right.
What?
Friends?
Yo, I'm a huge Friends fan.
Yeah, me too. Really. You can't…
This might,
did you watch Friends?
What?
I saw like some episodes, but I didn't
just
see,
saw
like,
some episodes. The…
Did you watch like the Reunited thingy?
Reunion?
Reunion? No,
oh yeah,
yet.
Reunion?
No. I want to leave it as it is. It's so good.
They're overdoing it with that one.
Yeah.
Really?
Friends.
Friends is a story about a woman named Janice who tries to live life in New York City and learns to grow as a person while six psychopaths are mean to her because of her voice.
Is Janice
so
the main character?
No,
she's like a side character.
Yeah, she has a really funny voice.
She has like, a very nasal voice. Yeah. Oh my god.
Oh, yeah.
She kind of has like the, like the black perm hair.
Yeah.
Okay, I know who it is. Okay.
Chandler's ex.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's super snobby
Janice
though.
Is weird.
Yeah, she's snobby too.
Yeah. And she like meddles with people's relationships. She like instigates. She like sleeps around with like two of them.
Damn,
Ross,
what the f
Chandler?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Ross and Chandler fucked up too though. It's like, would you date your friend's like ex?
No.
I never liked Ross though.
Oh, so…
No, but you gotta give him some credit. Like, they were on a break. Ross and Rachel were on a break.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
It's okay.
No idea what's going on.
I disagree.
Yeah, I disagree. No, she's that type of character where it's like you forget about her and then she pops up every time you forget. Yeah.
I love Hank Green!
I can't believe that we as a society let pickles happen. Cucumbers aren't great. How about we dunk him in poison for a really long time?
What?
I hate pickles too. Pickles are gross.
I like pickles more than cucumbers.
Pickles are gross. No, cucumbers are good. Pickles are disgusting.
No. I'm totally opposite. I don't like cucumbers. I like pickles though.
I like both.
Oh.
I'm okay with both.
But why do you not like pickles?
Yeah.
Ever since I was young, you know when you go get hamburgers from like McDonald's or whatever, they have little pickles in them, like two of them, right? I always take them out.
Why?
It tastes it's so sour and disgusting.
So you're just a picky eater.
Yeah.
But I like the Korean pickles.
No.
You know the Korean pickles that come with
Wow.
How's that racist?
Wait, what
did
you guys say? He said
you like the Korean pickles, but you don't like the American pickles.
Because the way they cook it is different.
I don't know if they cook pickles.
Yeah,
they
Korean marinate. Pickles are sweet.
You
I just don't
fermented?
Like sour stuff.
Oh, you mean like oiji?
No,
like,
you know when you order pizza?
Oizobegi,
no,
like
you know when you order pizza in Korea?
No, Korean pickles suck.
Yeah,
wait, those pickles are
like the
more
pickles.
Salty like and like…
No, it's
crisp,
sweet.
Like almost crunchy. On the borderline crunchy.
I like crunchy.
Eat your American pickles, like big ones.
Oh no, that's gross.
You're gross.
Would you drink the pickle juice?
No.
Okay. I've seen people do that. That's kind of gross.
That's gross.
No.
Not the juice though.
That's gross.
But like if you got like a nice hamburger, sometimes I don't even like the pickle like in there, like the pickle
the long
next
ones?
To it.
Yeah.
You like it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. It is good though.
Me too.
Yeah, they're good.
You should try it.
I did try it.
Just
like,
have a
weird.
After you grew up.
Yeah.
What about relish?
The one you put on hot dogs?
Yeah, like
that's good because they're sweet. Is that different?
Relish is sweet?
Relish is kind of sweet.
All right, so as long as it's sweet, that's what you like.
Yeah,
you just don't
like
the sour.
I don't like sour.
Okay, what about vinegar then?
I don't like
vinegar. Do you put like vinegar in your
ninja? I hate salt and salt and vinegar chips.
And you call yourself American.
I'm not. I'm Korean.
You guys have to try this. You know like Korean… chojang?
Yeah.
What do you call chojang? Just like paste.
Like red… pepper?
Pepper paste.
That's gochujang. What's chojang?
But it's like mixed with vinegar.
Yeah. But then if you have a lot of sugar in that one, like a mixture of a version that has a lot of sugar, and you take a piece of cucumber and then you have it with like you eat it together, it tastes like those $1 chocolate things.
What? Chojang and cucumber?
Yeah.
What's a $1
How is that
chocolate?
Possible?
What do you mean? So I'm so confused with this story.
So you take cucumber,
What's the $1 chocolate thing?
Are you talking about the coin?
Those cheap chocolates.
Oh.
Okay.
You know the coin chocolates?
Oh, like the coin, like
Oh, the one that looks like
they don't
a
taste.
Actually,
yeah,
like
they don't. They don't like taste a, good, but then it's still chocolate.
I think those
right?
taste good.
Really?
Wait. So cucumbers
with chojang.
With chojang.
Yeah. It actually.
How?
I know. I was mind blown.
Are you sure?
Find this out yourself, or was it like an online challenge?
I found out myself. I was having it. Well, I was having
you tweaking, bro.
I think.
I swear.
Yo, why is that all over Instagram these
days? Does it mean you're lying?
It's like you tripping.
Like you tripping. You tripping.
Oh.
No, and then I thought it was just me, so I asked my manager and I try it, and she's like, "Oh, it does."
No cap.
Probably didn't want to make you feel bad.
What are you trying to do?
No cap.
No cap.
No cap.
No cap.
Try it, please. Try it, guys. Try it.
Okay. I don't know. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
People see an old person eating. People see an old person eating by themselves and start making depressive ass scenarios. What if they just don't like people? That's true.
Yeah.
We're always like,
Yeah, that's true. I agree.
Yeah.
It's called framing.
I'm guilty of this.
when I see
like it's not even old people though. Whenever I see someone like eating by themselves, I'm like, I feel bad. Should I go join them?
But I eat by myself all the time.
Yeah.
See, I would see you and I'd be like, should I go join him?
Oh. Yeah, we're just vibing, bro.
Just vibing, yeah.
Damn, yeah. They might just not like people, huh?
Yeah.
I never thought of that.
Yeah, but in Korea, I think Korean people are kind of more shy or they feel kind of embarrassed to do hombap.
Yeah.
By yourself.
There
yeah.
are certain restaurants that you go into to eat alone. Like kimbap jjongguk or kimgane.
Or people even like search online for restaurants. Like, yeah.
Oh, really?
They would specifically search for places to eat where it's okay to like eat by yourself.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Like, places
that are okay to eat by yourself.
하기 좋은.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah.
Like, places that are meant for you to eat by yourself.
I think it all comes down to like being very self-conscious.
There's,
they care a lot about what other people might think.
I just feel like if I'm not at home though, I do feel kind of… awkward like eating by myself.
Mm. What about at a buffet?
That's on another level.
If they came to a buffet by themselves, they're definitely just vibing.
Yeah, yeah, they're definitely vibing.
Yeah,
just vibing.
Vibe check.
Yeah.
Damn.
I've been to omakase before alone.
Oh yeah.
What is that?
It's so good.
It's like sushi, but like they make it right in front of you.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's like 12 pieces something.
Yeah.
Dang.
Of it's really good.
But that's definitely like a lifestyle type of attitude. Like
yeah.
You kind of have to adjust to it. You gotta have to like train yourself to do it.
Mm. Even at home when I eat by myself, like I feel awkward. So I have to turn the TV on or something. Yeah. Or I'm like always on my phone or something. Like eating by myself at home.
Yeah.
I need to be doing something. I can't just…
Yeah.
Nice ceiling. All right. Wait, I feel like we didn't relate to like any of those.
We reacted to it.
Yeah.
Only the last one I feel like. But… Friends, they were like, nah. And then Pickle, we were like, nah. But she's like, yeah.
Yeah.
People
are different.
Ooh. That is true. That is true.
Boom, boom, boom.
Everyone's got their own taste.
Submission 2. I've always been the responsible friend of the group. I'm the expected designated driver. If we ever went to parties, I restrained myself and held back on letting my wild side out. I have to be the one responsible person to keep balance. Because of this, everyone has become so used to this responsible persona I have. However, I want to have fun as well. Sometimes I want to be dumb and do reckless things without having everyone question it. While also making sure that someone is there to make sure nothing gets out of hand. But I am that person. So if I let loose, I'm scared it won't turn out very pretty. Also, aside from worrying about responsibility and safety, I'm scared to damage this persona they have of me. This party side of me probably only exists in the right settings and they won't see it apart from that while also showing them that I can be fun as well. I think it would be best if I let this side out with someone whom I trust to be responsible, but I have yet to feel that way about any of my close friends yet. Should I just let loose and enjoy myself without worrying about the consequences? Or should I hold on to the responsibility a little longer and find other ways to enjoy myself? P.S. Love you guys and would really like to hear about your experiences with balancing responsibility when you're having fun.
there's no responsibility when having fun. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
It's really unfair that you have to be the one doing that all the time. You guys should go around and set one person every time you guys go out.
But what was the reason for the writer to be always, you know, put in position to like take care of people?
He or she just started off that way and then kind of had that like perception of his peers.
Became that way?
Yeah. It's like, oh, you're the designated driver. And you're like, what?
I feel like Ashley can relate to this story, no?
I would have been that.
No.
Not anymore.
Oh, 7 years ago.
Yeah. Not now.
Not after you came out of your
contract. So how'd you change? Just let him know.
I'm like, I'm having fun tonight. Okay,
don't
sorry.
Ever do that.
What'd she do? What'd she do?
She's just like…
Yeah, you were that hip hop lady.
What? This is hip hop.
How can you say that?
You're so upset.
And before you were like, oh, no cap?
No cap?
No cap?
Oh, no cap.
Okay, well, anyways, it gets tiring being responsible all the time. And it's boring. I'm sure if you let your wild side out, your friends will love it. Because that's how my friends reacted when I let my wild side out. They were like, who is this Ashley? I love her.
That's
so,
what you think.
I'm sure.
No, I'm just kidding.
Well, did you ever think like this person where it's like, oh, if I let loose too much, I'm going to go crazy?
I didn't think I was going to go crazy, but I just didn't want other people to be like, what the hell? Like, what happened to Ashley?
Mm.
But I was never worried that I was going to go too crazy.
Mm. I mean, she's pretty crazy to begin with.
Because I'm too much of a wussy to go crazy. No, I never go too crazy. When did I ever go too crazy? Tell me right now.
When you're drunk?
When? What? What did I do?
Twerking at… Bowling alleys.
So that's nothing.
At a bowling alley?
So if they play good music,
like
I can't…
To random people you were twerking?
No, I was just like with my friends.
Strangers? Oh,
no, just kick, friends. Kick.
I mean, if they play good music, I can't help myself.
That's not that crazy.
That's not crazy.
What about you, Junie?
I think I was the more responsible side guy. But then I learned to just… If you need to have friends… If you want friends, you have to kind of let loose. Not be such a serious person.
Why are you talking with random pauses?
I'm trying to be careful because I don't want to say anything stupid and she's going to judge me.
Yeah, I mean she was getting ready to judge
you.
Yeah,
I know.
Like
I felt the energy. So. But yeah. I don't know. Just enjoy it. You know? Why…
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you're already a responsible person, you're not going to go crazy and like let loose.
I don't know.
Sometimes you got to let the mess happen.
And yeah. But how crazy are your friends?
Let them know that, you know, someone else has to like take over.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
I mean, it is always…
Rotation.
it is fun like taking videos of your friends when they're super drunk. You know, to just to show them… The next day, but you gotta be a part of that sometimes too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. That or find someone like me that just doesn't drink and put them in your friend group.
Oh, yeah. Peniel's the one that takes all the
pictures.
Yeah,
why don't you just hang out with people like you? You know what I mean? People like
yourself. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I mean, I think.
So people like Ashley are boring, you're saying.
I said what I had to say.
I admit,
no cap?
Yeah.
No cap.
No cap.
No cap.
No cap. No cap. But also I think they have like a kind of like a pride thing too. Like image. Because they're like, I'm scared to damage this persona that they have of me.
Right.
Who the f*** cares?
Seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to be your new persona. Oh sh**. They can go wild too. That's going to be your new persona.
Yeah.
But like Ashley said, they're not going to… Like judge would be like, what the f*** happened to you? Like, what the f*** is it? But yeah.
I think we've grown to distance ourselves from people like that, no?
Yeah.
Maybe.
We've definitely had friends in the past. Like
right,
had,
yeah.
But not anymore.
All my close friends are like super asa.
Asa?
Outsider.
Outsiders.
Without being specific. It's like, oh,
bleep out the name.
What? He was crazy?
Not specific.
No,
at all.
So I don't know about like this isn't like that crazy, but like I went to the club with them once, and he got like crazy beer goggles, right? He came up to me, or at first a girl came up to me, and then she like tapped me on my shoulder, and I was like, "Who are you?" I was like, "Oh, Duzela," and they're like, "Oh, like like the oppa told me like you were gonna play with me, and I was like, what the f-? And I looked, and then he's like, oh, my friend.
Oh no.
Bleep out the name. He was like, yeah. I was like,
oh no.
So I pretend like I didn't know him. I was like, I don't know who that is. And he wanted to get with the girl, but she was with the friend.
Oh,
so then they were like, he was like, oh, go play with that person while I play with.
He dumped that friend on. Damn.
And then I was like, oh, I don't know who that is. And then like 5 minutes later, because we had a table, he came to the table and he was like, are you gonna judge me if I make out with her? And then I looked and I was like, hell yeah!
Oh no!
I was like, yeah, dude, what the fuck? And then he did this, like, let's say like you're me, and then the girl's right here, right? He was like, don't judge me. He started making out, and I was like,
oh my.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god.
I was like, I wanna erase that from him.
That's hilarious.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, and then gosh. One of his friends, he was like the most like well-mannered like person. Mm-hmm. When I met him, right? Mm. I met him a few times and he's just like, oh, hi, like, nice to meet you. Like, he got drunk at the club. He was, he's like a business worker, right? So he has like a necktie and everything. But I went to the bathroom. I came back. His necktie's around his head.
Oh.
And he's on top of the table. And he's doing this like weird dance. I was like, who the f-? I was like, that's not the person I met. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, it's because he's always suppressing it. Yeah, when he's stressed sober. Out. It comes out.
He let it all out. I was like, damn.
Yeah.
So then afterwards, I started calling him Dirty Dancer because… I was like, whenever Dirty I met him, Dancer. I was like, oh, what's up, Dirty Dancer? And then he'd be like kind of embarrassed. He's like, oh… I was like, let's get some alcohol in you. I don't think you'd be embarrassed.
Wow.
Yeah. That's funny. Yeah, that friend also threw up in my house.
Gross.
So
wow.
No, I'm still cool with him. But he wouldn't go to his house. He was like drunk. He was drunk. I was like, yo, like go home. And he was like, no. He gets like kind of aggy when he's drunk.
Mm. Oh.
He's like, no, I'm gonna sleep over at your house tonight. I was like, no, you're not.
Oh.
He was like, no. And then we were like, what's your address? He's like, no, I'm not going home unless it's your house.
Oh my god.
I was like, ah, f it, all right.
Yeah.
And then my house to that club, it was walking distance. They're like, all right, let's just walk home. We got to my house, he didn't throw up yet, but he drank a lot. So I was like, hey, if you have to throw up, there's a sewer right there. I was like, throw up before you get into my house. He's like, no, I'm okay.
Wow.
I was like, are you sure? He's like, no, I'm fine. I was like, all right. We went in. He just knocks out on the sofa. I was like, all right. And then I like wash up. I come out and then his face was like pale white.
Oh my god.
So I was like, oh, what the f-? I was like, hey, yo, you okay? And then thank goodness he pushed with his leg. So he like pushed it off the wall. Because my sofa, it like turns into a bed. So then the back part, it's not against the wall. So when he pushed, it pushed the sofa bed away from the wall. Thankfully. And then he just threw up like all over my floor.
Ooh.
And I was just like… So I have a picture of it. I took a picture.
That's gross.
And I'm flicking him off.
Nice.
In the picture.
Wait, that's…
Yeah. We weren't going to say names. But… Oh. Yes, that was…
Oh my god.
Yes.
Harry, you said you never went to the Norebangs in Queens, right? New York?
No, I have.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
You like played at Norebangs with your friends?
Played
at… So, well, what do you mean?
She's like judging you. She's like all like…
No, I'm saying like…
You
literally party.
You went to sing. But
oh,
I didn't like…
Oh, just to
sing? Yeah.
Oh.
What are you trying to get out of it?
No.
Okay.
She was like, wow, you had no life.
For us living in Queens, the only place to party was at somebody's house or at these Norebangs, right? So we would rent the biggest room in Norebang. But then they would buy drinks. And okay. it was illegal to drink inside the Norebang.
Oh,
so that? One
really?
Time, there were like 20 of us in a room. And then I think someone called the cops on us. So the owner came and they were like, you guys have to go out. So I remember just the 20 of us all just like running out of the Norebang. I ran all the way to my school. I was like hiding in the playground because I didn't want the cops to find me. I was like, why the… Did I come here like wrong place at the wrong time? Oh. I'm gonna get in trouble. But thankfully I didn't get caught. But there were like 4 people who got caught.
Mm.
Okay, so mission number three.
You want to read it?
Hi guys, I'm an 18-year-old girl in the Philippines. I don't really go to actual parties because it's not a thing here, or at least to my circle of friends. Mm. But what comes to mind when I hear of parties is our annual family gathering that we do every Christmas, though we don't do it now because of the pandemic. I hated those gatherings.
Oh.
I don't get along with my cousins, even if they just live across our house. We always have this thing where each family performs something, singing, dancing, etc. And it has been a tradition. Mm. I always get to perform for our family because I play the piano. I don't feel like anyone likes me when I do it. They were very supportive of other performances but mine. It's like I'm an outcast. I don't want to do anything for them anymore because of that. I don't know what advice I want to have, to be honest, lol. But is it okay to not be close to my relatives? I just really don't vibe with them. I see other people being so close to their cousins like they're best friends and I just can't relate.
Aw.
There's no like rule that you have to be close with like relatives.
Yeah, relatives. Eh.
Yeah.
My brother is like super… He's like the outcast of the family. Like, he never like does anything with us. We try to like gather and he never shows up.
Which brother?
My second one.
Oh.
Yeah. I think just being a middle child, this is something. I don't know.
Why don't they support
her? They're supportive. It's a cute thing, but…
But it might… That might just be in her head. Mm. You never know. It might be.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think you have to be close to your cousins.
Yeah, you shouldn't force it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thankfully, I am.
Yeah, you are. To all of them.
What about you guys? How is your guys…
Cousins?
If you're comfortable talking about it, yeah.
Yeah. I have no problem with my cousins.
Yeah.
When I lived in the States, I was very close to my cousins because we first lived together in one house.
Oh,
and then we, like, since my dad and his brother were super close, we would have these gatherings and dinners very often.
Yeah.
But now that I'm back in Korea, we don't keep in touch as much. Also, I realized that all my family in Korea, on my mom's side, they don't talk to each other at all. Even during Chuseok, like those annual holidays, I never see my cousins. And I don't know if it's because they're so busy with life. You know, it's like reality. Maybe they're just so caught up with stuff. Mm. But my grandma would be disappointed too because they would never come to see her. Mm. I just realized that a lot of Korean families that I saw in Korea, they don't really keep in touch with their cousins. Yeah. It's just like once in a year they come for the annual stuff.
Yeah, for like a special holiday or something.
But besides that, it's hard to see really close-knit relatives.
Yeah.
Well, how do white people do it?
How many families?
Big gathering. Like, isn't there like a meme picture of like a bunch of people like at a table, like at the dinner table, and then this one kid like just came downstairs with like some weird like looking like a punk, and then it's like the picture of all the like 20 people like looking at him. And oh, look who decided to show up.
Yeah.
Do you know that picture?
It's the one with the music one though.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
finally coming out of his music cave. Yeah, it's so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a meme.
That's super accurate though.
I mean, we did have family reunions, but I don't know if it's like… I mean, we all lived in…
Chicago.
In Illinois. Mm. In Chicago.
Illinois.
So no one had to fly in.
Did you have to like take care of your little cousins?
Mm-hmm.
Like your parents would like give you some money. Oh, take them out to like, I don't know, movie theaters.
I was that little cousin though. I never had anyone
I think I was
the
little cousin too. Because I have a cousin that's like way older.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We had to come up with like ways to entertain these kids.
Oh,
I would give them like game players or take them out just to take a stroll.
Our cousin used to, what's it called? He would… Because like a real baseball might be dangerous. So then he would get socks.
Ah.
And then he would make it into like a ball and then duct
like
tape
catch?
It. And then we would like play baseball with that in like the backyard.
Yeah, that's fun.
And stuff. And then I remember he would like make us just like race each other and like play tag in the backyard and stuff.
So it was for his amusement. So he used it for his amusement.
I think he was like, I don't know what to do. Like, let me just drain the energy out of these
right,
kids.
Right. Get him to sleep.
Yeah. Like run around in the backyard. No, I think he enjoyed like hanging out with us too. But I mean, I don't know. We were in like… elementary, like maybe even before elementary, and he was like already in college, so maybe not that entertaining either. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a big age gap.
Is there a way to not go to this like reunion stuff
try if
you
plans?
Don't want to go?
Or it's probably hard to get out.
Right? I mean, if they got like a talent show going on, I feel like…
Is there a well, prize know, for winning?
Maybe.
I wonder.
Oh, if there
you
is.
Get, you get favorite cousin no more.
Yeah, I can imagine like… Yeah, I can imagine uncles and like the parents kind of being like throwing like a 20 in. Like the winner gets the 20. Like,
maybe. Yeah, maybe.
That'd be fun though. I'd be all about that.
I did like seeing uncles. Because the uncles are kind of fun.
Yeah, they're fun.
They're like… You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like my dad and the brother. And
Right.
They always give you money.
Yeah.
My dad was like… My dad is a super conservative person. So he's really like strict and everything. And my uncle isn't. Like totally opposite. Because he's the youngest kid in the family.
Yeah.
So like seeing him and like… Kind of like… Seeing them kind of communicate.
Yeah.
And just talk with each other. It's just so amusing and fun. For some reason.
And just it gives you a different perspective, like, cause you've grown up seeing your dad as dad, right?
This
father figure.
But you see him as a brother.
Yeah, as a brother, as just a
family,
dude, like,
yeah.
So it's like kind of weird.
And for my family, it's funny because, like, on my dad's side. From like the youngest to the oldest, the English just gets worse.
Like my
my 막내꼬모 is like the most fluent, and then it just goes. It's like my 큰꼬모 like she just can't speak English at all. but they're all fluent in Spanish.
Because
my dad's side of the family, they went to Paraguay before they came to America.
Right.
So if there was some like adult talk that they needed to do, all of a sudden you just hear like it's all Spanish. It's
that's
like
so cool.
I was like, I heard two words. I take Spanish now. But yeah, but well, hopefully that helped. I don't really know. Yeah.
Yeah, like, you see we're
how
so well
close
off.
Our family is. No. But yeah, you don't just because we are. You don't have to be.
Yeah.
Don't feel pressure to like be close with your relatives all the time.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah. Yes. Anyways, it is time to wrap up now. I hope we helped everyone that submitted something out.
Yeah, thank you so much for submitting them in. It's thanks to you guys that we can do the show, you know?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. And thank you, PH1.
Thank you for having me.
He's like our cousin on the show. Yes. Gabriel family and then our cousin.
Yeah.
All right. But so do you have anything you want to promote once again? You want to promote Holly?
Holly?
No, I mean, you know. I'm in the process of making my own album.
Oh, shit. All right. There we go.
Yeah, I'm very excited for it. So just stay tuned. Thanks for having me again. Hopefully, you guys won't see me for a while. Yeah. I
mean, hopefully, we won't see you for… What does that mean?
I don't know. Like, have many interesting guests on it so I can watch.
Why? We love the Harry situations.
Harry situation.
Wait, we didn't have a single Harry
situation.
I know.
Situation, what happened, Harry? Slacking.
Slacking? Excuse me.
Excuse me. No cap.
No slacking.
Yeah, but it was good seeing Junie as a guest too. Yeah,
thank you, man. Good
job,
man.
Great job.
Thank you, man.
That was the 3 exclamation
points. I know.
All right. Well, wait. The album though, is it in the works? Like you have a…
Yeah.
You don't have like a set release date or anything yet? Still working on it?
Probably.
Or you do but you can't…
Not this year.
Alright.
But I see you working hard, right?
Yeah,
your stories and stuff. Mm-hmm.
Follow his Instagram for updates. I'm sure he'll upload it there. What's your Instagram?
PH1Boy. With 3 Ys.
3 Ys. Alright. There you go. If you wish to watch the full video version of the episode for free, follow us on youtube.com/divepods. The videos will be uploaded a day or two after the audio release. And once again, follow and review this podcast as well. And thank you everyone for listening and goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Round of applause.
Woo!